Savior Jesus Christ.
在主的名跟大家问安。
The Bible reading is from the book of Philemon, chapter 1:8-20.
今天早上我们的经文是在腓立门书一章八到二十节。腓立门书一章八到二十节。
The topic is Let us show Christian love for others.
今天早上我们讲到的主题是讲到基督徒的爱。
The golden verse is in verse 18. If he has done you any wrong or owes anything, charge it to me.
金句是一章十八节。他若亏负你，我欠你的，都归在我的账上。
Point number one, we need to bear the burdens of others.
第一点呢，我们需要互相的承担我们的重担。
How do you feel of a person who wronged you? Then he turned up at your doorstep. Are you happy, sad, or want to kill that person?
你觉得怎么样？有什么样的感觉？如果有一个人做了一些对不起你的事，然后呢，敲门在你的家里面，你打开门看到这个人，你是觉得很高兴吗？或者你觉得很忧伤？或者你就想把他杀了？As
Christians, we are the ones to show love and forgiveness.
身为基督徒，我们应该要表达我们的爱，而且我们要饶恕。
For me, I would love a friend to help me take away that feeling of fear and encourage me to do the right thing.
对于我来说，我想有一个朋友可以把我的那些恐惧拿走，而且呢，可以帮助我做一些好的事。
We need to help encourage those ones to overcome their fear and bring them home to the Lord.
所以呢，我们要彼此的大家鼓励，然后在主里面做好的事。In
our sermon today, we will read the story that is in the book of Philemon.
今天我们看的这个经文是讲到在腓立门书。Philemon
has only one chapter.
腓立门书是很短的这个经文，它只有一章而已。
And verse 22 reflects Paul's hope of release from captivity.
第22节就讲到保罗，他希望可以从这个捆绑可以释放。This
is Paul's brief epistle, only 334 words.
保罗写这封信是很短的信，只有一章，而且只有334个字。
It's a letter that modeled the loving concern for the forgiveness of the one would otherwise face severe consequences.
这本书讲到爱跟饶恕。The
background of this letter appears that the slave, a slave named Onesimus,
这本书是讲到有一个奴隶，他的名字叫Onesimus。
Had wronged his master Philemon and escaped to Rome.
这个奴隶呢，他因为做一些对不起了他主人的事，好像他偷了什么东西，然后他就离开他的主人的家。Where
he found relative safety among the masses.
然后他就去到其他的地方，得到这个平安。
Somehow, Onesimus came in contact with Paul.
然后这个奴隶阿尼西姆，他就遇到保罗了。Who
led him to Jesus Christ?
保罗就带他信主了。Knowing
that Onesimus had a responsibility to return to Philemon,
这个阿尼西姆因为他是腓立门的那个奴隶，他一定要回。 回去他的主人的家。
Paul sent him back with Titus to Colossae carrying the letter to Philemon.
所以呢，保罗写这封信就是给腓利门啊，叫他就是要接纳这个奴隶。
Point number one, we need to bear the burdens of others.
第一点就是我们要互相的负担我们的重担。
Philemon is a Christian leader in the Colossian church.
腓利门他是一个教会的领导者。
And a convert of Paul, verse 19.
他也是保罗带他信主的。
Perhaps through an encounter with Paul in Ephesus.
或者他们在以弗所那边见面的。
During Paul's third missionary journey.
当保罗去那里第三次的去传道。
Philemon's house was large enough to serve as a meeting place for the church in Colossae.
腓利门他的家很大，所以呢，很多聚会都在他的家里面。
Philemon was kind to other believers.
腓利门他是一个很有爱心的基督徒。
And his son Agrippa evidently had held a position of leadership in the church.
然后他的儿子亚基伯也是在教会做一个领导人。
Paul's letter to Philemon is a testimony.
保罗写这封信给腓利门
to the power of the grace of God, Jesus Christ.
是表现到讲到主他的恩慈
and to the Christian love which unites believers.
而且因为主的恩慈，让我们基督徒可以在爱里面可以同心合意。
While Philemon's slave Onesimus was formerly a thief and runaway slave.
这个安尼斯姆就是腓利门的slave 这个奴隶，因为他偷了以前就是他是一个宰，他偷了东西，所以他就离开他主人的家了。
He had been transformed by God's grace and was now a beloved brother of Philemon.
但是呢，现在他就成为基督徒了，所以呢，就神完全的改变了他，他就成为一个很好的兄弟。
Verse 18 tells us Onesimus had done something wrong to Philemon, his master.
第十八节我们知道他做了一些对他主人最对不起他主人的事。
And Paul wrote, if he has done you any wrong or owes you anything, charge it to me.
所以保罗就求腓利门说，如果他欠了你什么，他做什么对不起你的，你把在都把在我的归在我的身上吧。
Paul was pleading to Philemon to show Christian love to Onesimus.
保罗请要求请恳求呢腓利门饶恕他这个奴隶。
And their partnership in order to welcome back him to Colossae.
然后恳求他可以再次的接纳这个奴隶。
If we understand the culture at the time, a slave has no right.
我们如果要了解当时的那个文化，他们的文化，如果你是一个奴隶的时候，你就没有什么权利都没有的。
Because the owner of a slave has all right because he bought the slave with his own money.
这个主人所有的权利都在这个主人身上，因为这个主人是用钱买了这个奴隶回来。
So in other words, Philemon has all the right to kill his slave Onesimus when he returns.
所以呢，换句话来说，如果这个奴隶曾经偷了东西，他回来的时候，这个主人可以有权把他杀了。
And Paul in this letter is using all beautiful words so that Philemon would accept the returning of the slave Onesimus without any problem.
所以呢，保罗写这封信用了很多的很多的这鼓励，教他可以再次的接纳这个奴隶，不要杀他。
Paul bore the burdens of the church in Colossae, especially Philemon.
他因为他说保罗在就是把这个教会带领很多人信主，包括这个腓利门。
And Paul did the right thing of returning Onesimus with Titus with the letter.
所以呢，保罗呢，他做了他 做对的事就是把这个奴隶还回去这个主人家，然后写这封信。
How did Philemon feel about when he saw Onesimus returning?
我们想象一下，这个腓利门当他看到他的奴隶回来的时候，在他门前，你觉得他的感觉是怎么样呢？
The Bible doesn't say.
圣经没有跟我们说他的感觉是怎么样。
But if Onesimus was the one to bring the letter to Philemon, did Philemon receive this letter?
然后因为这个奴隶带着保罗的信回到这个主人的家，那么这个腓利门他收到这封信吗？
I'm asking you, congregation, do you think Philemon received this letter? Anyone?
你想腓利门有没有收到保罗这封信呢？
Yes or no? Did he receive?
有没有？
Anyone? Did Philemon receive the letter?
腓利门有没有收到保罗的信啊？有。
Yeah, thank you. Yes, Philemon received the letter because the letter that we are reading in the Bible today.
对了，因为这封信就是今天我们早上念的这封信。
This letter tells us that Paul was bearing the burdens of Onesimus.
这封信讲到保罗，他愿意为这个。这个奴隶阿里西姆就是承担他的重担。
Paul was pleading with Philemon to accept Onesimus. He was showing Christian love.
他保罗恳求这个腓利门再次的接纳这个奴隶，他表达了主的爱。
Point number two, we need to believe the best of others.
第二点，我们要相信别人的最好的。
In verse 20, Paul say, "I do wish, brother Philemon, that I may have some benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ."
第二十节讲到，弟兄盼你在我主里因你得快乐，希望你使我的心在基督里。得偿快。
Verse 21, he said, "I am confident of your obedience. I write to you, knowing that you will do even more than I ask."
第二十一节那边讲到，我写信给你，深信你必存服，知道你所行的必过于我所说的。
Philemon may have other slaves beside Onesimus, and he was not alone as a slave among the Colossian believers.
那么这个腓利门当一定有其他的那个奴隶，因为在当时的那个文化里，很多这些都有奴隶的。
The high point of this letter is on verse 12.
这封信，它很主要的重点是在第十二节。
He said, "I am sending Onesimus, who is my very heart, back to you. I would like to keep him with me, so that he could take your place in helping me while I am in chains for the gospel."
他说到第十二节，我现在把他亲自的把他带回去你那边，他是我心上的人，我想把他留下来，但是我。可以侍候我，但是我把他带回去给你了。
Paul has seen the best in Onesimus.
保罗在这个阿尼斯姆的身上看到他最好的是。
He must have totally transformed him and being strong in the gospel.
他这个阿尼斯姆，他完全的被神的福音改变过来了。
Paul was asking Philemon's consent first.
保罗求这个腓利门可以接纳他。
Verse 15, perhaps the reason Onesimus ran away, so you might have him back forever.
他说十五节，他说他暂时离开你，或者是叫你永远得着他。
If he is a strong Christian now, he will stay and help the church in Colossians.
他是一个很好的基督徒，他也可以留在哥罗斯来到帮助这个教会。
Paul said in verse 16, "No, take no longer him as a slave, but as a dear brother. a brother in Christ.
保罗说到他现在不是在奴，不是做一个奴隶了，他是在基督里的一位好的弟兄。
Paul knew Onesimus has repented, and he was willing to return.
他知道这个阿尼斯姆的已经被神的福音完全的改变，所以他可以现在回去见他的主人了。
The story of the prodigal son in Luke 15:15.
在路加福音讲到这个浪子回头。
When the prodigal son realized that he was in the worst time of his life, then he repented.
这个浪子他当他知道他现在的情况很不好，他就悔改，回去见他的爸爸。
And was willing to return and ask for his father's forgiveness.
然后他就回去见到他父亲，叫他的父亲饶恕他。
The story of Joseph's brothers in Genesis 44, returning to Egypt.
在这个创世纪里面，就讲到约瑟他看到他的那些弟兄。
The third brother Judah was willing to become Joseph's slave to save his brother Benjamin.
他约瑟，我们记得他的弟兄把他卖去做奴隶嘛，后来他就做成王。然后后来他们在埃及有饥荒，然后就他的第三个弟兄就说：“我愿意做你的奴隶。”
The Bible said Joseph cried out loudly when he saw the returning of his brothers.
我们看到圣经，约瑟看到他的弟兄的时候，他就哭了。
Similarly, the father of the prodigal son ran when he saw his son returning.
就是好像在那个浪子回头的时候，他的父亲看到他的儿子回来的时候，他的父亲就哭了。
And I believe there was a loud hallelujah and the sound of trumpet, a big celebration in heaven when Jesus brought us back to God when he died on that ugly cross.
我相信当我们回头改变承认我们的罪的时候，我相信在天上全部的天使他们都很高兴。
The message that Jesus died on that cross to return us back to God.
耶稣为在十字架上死，让我们可以回到神的面前。
What is the application for us today?
但今天这个我们看这个经，就这些经文对我们怎么样的应用呢？
See, the real Christian love reaches out.
真正基督徒的爱是可以要去要去出去的。
What do you think?Of a big celebration of the Colossus Church when Onesimus returned.
你想这个阿尼西姆他回去的见到他主人的时候，他们怎么样的去接待他呢
？A slave now becoming Philemon's brother in Christ.
本来是一个奴隶，现在成为腓利门的弟兄。
Probably they hug each other when he returned.And Paul here burdens the burdens of Onesimus because he saw the best in him.
因为保罗看到阿尼西姆他的改变，所以呢，他就现在把他带回去这个他的主人腓利门那里。当腓利门也接受他成为主内的弟兄。
So what does this teach us today?
那这教我们怎么样做呢？
Do we bear burdens of others in our church?
我们有没有互相的来来分享或者分担别人的重担呢？
Do we believe in the best of others in our church?
我们有没有相信别人的最好的呢？
Do we bear burdens and believe the best of our children?
我们对我们的孩子呢，有没有相信他们做得最好呢？
Or do we blame them and ignore them when they do something wrong?
或者我们常常都埋怨说他们做什么不好呢？
But why not walk alongside with them to make the best out of them?
我们应该跟他们啊走在一起，然后可以啊可以就是帮他帮助他们可以做的最好。
No one is useless in the eyes of God.
在神的面前，在神的眼中，我们每一个都很宝贵的。
Remember to love our children as Jesus loves us.
我记得我们要爱我们的孩子，好像主爱我们一样。
No one is perfect, and we always make mistakes.
没有一个人是完美的，我们每个人都会有做错的事。
We bring Christ's love to our family, but not fear. Love casts out fear.
我们带着神的爱给我们的家，我们不会不要带这个恐惧来到我们的家庭里。
Paul showed real Christian love to both Onesimus and Philemon.
保罗他表示了神的爱啊，他表示这个爱给阿尼斯姆跟还有那个腓利门。
Jesus bore our burdens, our sins on the cross, and He is willing, through His Holy Spirit, He will walk with us daily to bring the best of us in this life.
神已经把我们的债还了，他为我们负担了，他死在这个十字架上，让我们可以来到神的面前，表示我们做得好。
I just want to testify about this before I came to Christ.
我想跟你们分享一个见证。当我信主之前
，I was a slave in my selfishness, my stubbornness, and angry heart.
当我还没有信主的之前呢，我是一个我是罪的奴隶，我很生气，而且我很坚固。
Even turn away from God and the Christian ways of my father and my mother.
我很自私，而且呢，我竟然不信主了。虽然我的父母是信主，我就离开了神。
Through all the consequences of my own actions, I nearly died.
因为我自己的自私，我自己做的事，我差不多快死了。
But God's love followed me to bring me back to Him.
但是神的爱跟着我，然后把我完全的改变了，来到他的面前。
I made peace with God on my 30th birthday.
在我三十岁生日的那天，我回去到神的面前。
And God brought people in my path to bring the best out of me.
然后神就带着给我很多人帮助我，让我可以做，把我最好的可以献上给神。
Three things I want to let you know about three things how they show that Christian love to me.
我想跟大家分享三点，他们怎么样把这个神的爱表示给我。
By listening to my problems.
他们聆听我的问题。
But not gossiping about my problems.
不是去就去说我怎么样不好。
By constantly praying for my problems, and not just a one prayer, but an ongoing praying for my problems.
他们听我的所有的问题，然后呢，不单只是听，他们不断的为我祷告。
And the third thing, they continue to encourage me with my walk, my Christian walk, by not judgmental, but show compassion and kind love to me.
第三点呢，他们就是不断的鼓励我，帮助我，然后表示神的爱，不是去针对我，或者批评我，而且呢是不断的鼓励我。
And I testified that Christian love that showed to me and make me stronger in my walk in Christ.
因为这些弟兄姊妹的对我的爱，让我可以在神里面坚固起来。
Last but not least, I want to ask you this question to think about this week.
最后呢，我想大家想一想这个问题。
Would you be prepared to bear the burdens of others?
你愿意去负担别人的重担吗？
Would you prepare to bring the best of others?
你愿意可以帮助人，可以做他最好的吗？
Listen to them.Pray for them, encourage them.
你要听他们， 然后呢，为他们祷告，而且要鼓励他们。
If you haven't accepted Jesus,
如果你还没有信主的话
，or if you have gone astray from your walk to Jesus,
或者你已经离开了主耶稣
，come back now.
你可以回来。
He's waiting with his open arms.
神在等待你。
Invite him today to your heart.
神他永远是在等待你，他两双手在等待你。神啊，你可以今天就邀请神。来到你的心。
Thank you for listening to me, and God bless you all.
谢谢大家，愿神祝福大家。